are listening to MD, Morgue of the Dead, from British zombie author L.A. Taylor. Also recently released as Zombies, Morgue of the Dead, in the UK. Narrated by Ray Dillon. The rotting flesh and maggot-infested monsters approach the holiday village. Apart from a few kids playing outside and an elderly lady situated nearby, the area seemed pretty much non-existent of activity. The bloodthirsty, flesh-biting zombies spotted the unfortunate woman and moved in her direction. Even the old corpse, with infected drool leaking from its mouth, desperately tried staggering that little bit faster to get its hands on some tasty human meat, but fell down from going too quick, and like a drunken bum in a pissed-up alleyway, it eventually found itself upright again to carry on its quest. The woman didn't spot the unwelcome visitors, but stopped and sniffed the air for a few seconds. The zombie stench floated around her face, moving up her nostrils until she coughed from the lack of breathing properly. But once used to the stench, she carried on with her work. She thought the drainage system was blocked up again, and that notion wasn't going to put her off. The smell increased in toxic texture, and the old lady could now taste the strangling odor of rotting meat, until it almost blocked up her windpipe before threatening to knock her out with its foul, suffocating tentacles. But, like a stubborn mule, she held her nose with one hand and pulled down the washing with the other. This lady must have been slightly blind or extremely deaf, because not once did she turn around to witness what made the haunting sounds closing in on her. It wasn't until one of the zombies passed, but before she could scream, another one gripped the back of her hair and sank darkened teeth into the side of her face. This snapping sensation completely tore off the left ear, and the zombie stood with the ear, plus the earring, in its mouth, chewing on the prize catch. Crunching sounds were heard as the earring was scrunched between teeth. Another one of the grotesque figures took a clump of flesh out of the petrified woman's right arm, and the extreme blood flow was enough to make these cannibals act more and more crazy. The pure shock of this horrific attack caused her to faint, leaving the walking dead an easy access to the first meal of their new lives. The washing was now splashed with red liquid as these hungry cannibals feasted. The children, who played during the massacred attack on the defenseless human, weren't playing anymore. They'd witnessed the brutal onslaught, but were too frozen with shivering fear to speak. One of the zombies sniffed the head of the victim and moved away. The children watched as the creature walked towards a gardening rake lying on the ground, then with twisted fingers picked it up. It seemed to remember what the object was used for, and tried raking the grass for a few seconds before stopping and looking puzzled. The other zombies looked over and admired the one with the wooden-handled rake. They produced smiles, and it was a very weird moment. But it wasn't as weird as when they were still at the cemetery. The beast returned with the object, sitting next to the victim's scalp, while the other zombies carried on feeding, then stroked the dead person's hair before whining like a dog. Now the menacing, piercing eyes were back, and the gentle touch faded before the sharp points of the rake aimed at the dead woman's skull. With one quick, heavy blow, the object embedded into it. The creature watched in excitement, then tugged on the handle until the top half of the head came clean off. A large smile and sparkling eyes indicated that the monster was happy with his witnessed prize, while all the others ripped away at the torso, legs, arms, and stomach. This clever zombie found the brain, and it lashed out, stealing the organ away from its home before pleasingly sinking teeth into the blood-soaked tissue. It took a few more seconds before the children broke away from their hypnotized state of mind, and as soon as one stopped, the horrified staring, the rest followed. The village echoed with the sound of scared kids as their cries for help raced wavelengths of pure terror through every caravan. The residents evacuated their mobile home to witness the chaos taking over the caravan site, and frantic parents rushed around in pursuit to round up the little ones. As the commotion stirred the undead six, as their deadly vision spotted the scurrying humans, the feasting was over on victim number one, and as the freaks returned to their feet to attempt another attack on the living, the humans gathered up their children, locking themselves inside the mobile homes as the creatures closed in again. Each family was accounted for, except for one. The Carters had misplaced their little boy. He hid in the secret spot, and the gruesome sight made him too afraid to come out.